ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूपकदा मायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरं वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् राधाकृष्णपादान् सागना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकांत श्रीराधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। डियर डिवोटीज, ब्रदर्स एंड मदर्स, young and old, everybody is welcome to this beautiful program, a morning Manshloka Bhagavatam, given by our founder Acharya, most merciful Vaishnava Srila Prabhupada. Everybody is welcome. So today, chapter 9, canto 9. On where? Reflects where?
We cannot see your face.
Oh, really? Okay. It's a canto 9, chapter 10, and text 29. Is that right? So please, I can't see this. I have to move a little up. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right now? Thank you. So, this chapter is Pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. So please repeat, all of you. Shri Shukovacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Swanam, of his own family members, Vibhishana, Bhavishan, the brother of Ravana and devotee of Lord Ramchandra, Chakra, executed, Kaushala Indriya Medha, Kaushala Indriya Anumodhita, approved by the king of Kaushala, Lord Ramchandra. Pitra Medha Vidanena, by the funeral ceremony performed by the son after the death of his father or some family members. Yat uktam, which have been prescribed, samprahikam, duties to be performed after a person's death, to save him from the path to hell. Shri Shuka Vacha. Swanam Bhivishana Chakre. Kaushalendra Numodita. Pitrameda Bhivanane. Pitrameda Vidanena. Yat uktam sampriyayikam. Priyayik. Shri Shuka Vacha. Swanam Bhavishanas Chakre. Kaushalendra Numodita. Pitrameda Vidanena. Yat uktam samparikyam. Sampariyakam. Matajis, translation, please everybody repeat. It's going down. Can somebody fix from here? Sri Shukadev Goswami said, it's going down. Bhavishana, the pious brother of Ravana and devotee of Lord Ramchandra, received approval from Lord Ramchandra, the king of Kaushala. Then he performed the prescribed funeral ceremonies for his family members to save them from the path to hell. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Vasaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vidhan Swami Tanamane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvasesh Shunyavadi Paschata Desatarane. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, what is mentioned here that for his family members to save them from the path to hell. in Bhagavad Gita, Arjun was reluctant to fight. Why he was reluctant to fight? Because this was a family fight and Arjun was a devotee. Devotee doesn't want to kill someone. Arjun gave different arguments why not to fight. He said that so many warriors will be killed in the battle and the women will become widow, young women will become widow. And when young woman becomes widow, then other young men are nonsense, whoever you say, they pollute them. And that children which are born by those women, they are called Varna Sankara. Arjuna's argument was, then Varna Sankara will be born and Lupta Pindodakriya. It's mentioned here, oblations, pinda to the ancestors. It's very, very important. When Varna Sankara, unwanted population is there, then they don't give any oblation to the forefathers. And their forefathers goes to hell. Devotees, purpose of life is to save us from the degradation to hellish condition. We are very, very thankful to Shri Shri Rukmani Dwarkadish, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata Gaur Nitai Panch Tattva. Out of their causeless mercy, they have sent their pure devotee to save us from the degradation to the hellish condition. Prabhupada has given the opportunity to the whole world. This is a golden opportunity given by Srila Prabhupada, originally given by Lord Chaitanya, but then again people forgot. Again so many flaws came in following this wonderful Guru Parampara and wonderful understanding. Then Lord sent his devotee. Lord Chaitanya predicted, Prithi Vityatra Yatra Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoiva Murunam. In all the towns and villages of the world, my name will be preached. This was the prediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, who fulfilled this prophecy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Srila Prabhupada. So devotees, because of my fallen nature, I don't understand the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Because my intelligence is crippled. Too much sense gratification, too much sinful activities in this lifetime, in the previous lifetime. I can't understand the greatness of a Mahabhagavat. Just like, what to speak of understanding a Mahabhagavat? Duryodhan was not able to understand the Supreme Personality of God at Sri Krishna. Duryodhan was trying to kill Krishna. When Krishna became the messenger of his devotee, Pandavas, Arjun, came with this proposal, please, they don't want to fight, you want to rule the kingdom, rule. Give them the 5 villages. So that the 5 brothers can rule the 5 villages and make their living. Heinous Duryodhan, what he said? 5 villages? I am not going to give them the land equal to the point of needle. Who's saying? Supreme Personality of God is saying, and this is a reply of what you call materialistic fallen soul. He's not able to understand Krishna. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Whereas Arjuna was devotee and he was able to understand Krishna. He was also perplexed. He didn't want to fight because it was a family fight. Lord, explain. Arjuna gave so many arguments. He said, I will prefer better to beg and make my living, but I don't want to fight. But Krishna explained. In the 18th chapter, Arjun said, Nashta moha smriti labdhva Tvatprasadatmayachyuta Stitu asmi gat sandeha karise vachanam tava. Nashta moha. My moha, my attachment is gone. Why we are committing so many sinful activities? Because of this attachment, moha. From moha, from where it came? Impurity. Too much sense enjoyment. From the lust, anger, kaam, krodha, and then moha, attachment. Then after wrath, anger, attachment, moha. And then greediness, lobha, and then ahankar, kaam, krodha, moha and lobha, and false ego, ahankar. Srila Narottam Thakur says, our great acharya, ahankare mattahoyya, anybody who is an egoistic person, he is a madman. Doesn't matter who he may be, me, you, he, she, doesn't matter. For what one should be proud of? Anything. Nothing belongs to us. Even this body, I claim proprietorship over this body. But this body is not in my control. As it is said by Thakur Bhakti Vinod Maharaj. What he has said? Gopinath, sakali tomar maya, nahi mam bal, gyan sunirmal, swadhin nahi kaya. Everywhere is, here is your illusory energy. A pure devotee, a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava is saying, and I don't have a knowledge. Who was so knowledgeable? Because he's a pure devotee, he is very, very humble. Nahi mamabal, I have no strength. Gyan sunirmal, neither I have a knowledge to overcome your this illusory energy. Nothing is in our control, but we want to control everything. This is the foolishness of a jiva. So, what happened? Duryodhan, he didn't listen to Krishna. Was he right? He was 101% wrong. There is famous saying in Hindi, Lato ke bhoot baaton se nahi mante. Meaning, one who is supposed to understand with the kicks, he won't understand with the talk, you know. If you talk to him, tell to him, he will understand only with the kicks, like Duryodhan. So point I'm making, devotees, we have to come under the, category of Arjun, devotion, devotee. Not we have to follow Duryodhan, doesn't matter who he may be. Even, you know, Bhishma Pitamaha was such a noble personality. He was siding with the Duryodhan. Then what happened? What happened to Duryodhan? What happened to Bhishma Pitamaha? He has to die. He has a boon to. He can die whenever he likes. Ichha mrtu. But he sided with the wrong person. So we have to be very, very careful. Doesn't matter who one is, you know, if he's not right person. If he's not accepting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if he's not accepting the devotees of Krishna, like Srila Prabhupada, a pure devotee who fulfilled the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are so many categories of Vaishnavas, but this kind of Vaishnavas are very special. Anyone who tries to overcome the Vaishnavas is very unfortunate, like Duryodhan. What happened? He had so much strength. So many people were with him. Big, big warriors. Rathi, Ati Rathi, Maharathi. But he was deprived of Krishna's association. Krishna didn't bless him. He was doomed. And he was very confident that I am going to be victorious. I am going to win this battle of Kurukshetra. But he was a fool. Why he was a fool? Because his intelligence was clouded very much. He wanted a love and pratishta. He wanted to become a king. Kingdom was of the Pandavas. And he was not even what you call qualified to be a king. Because he was a lusty person. Yudhishthira Maharaj was a qualified person to be a king. He was a Rajarshi, saintly king. Saintly person. So, We have to understand this. This is very, very important. And point started from here that to deliver us, you know, family members, to save them from the path to hell. And very easy way is given out to all of us by originally Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, through Srila Prabhupada. But if I misbehave, if I don't behave properly, if I try to take over everything, try to control everything, where my body is not in my control, then this is hellish. It's not good. Not good. In the past, we have seen what is happening. And again we repeat, because, and if one hasn't become a devotee, you know, if one hasn't made some advancement on this path of devotion, I say this generally, then there is no emotion, no bhava. Man, no devotion, no emotion. Then only commotion, problems. And then there will be no promotion to the spiritual world, no promotion to the Vaikuntha Loka, no promotion to the Golok Vrindavan. Person will be degraded to the hellish condition. There is so many problems. So Srila Prabhupada, after giving up the body, one is transferred to another body. But sometimes, if one is too sinful, he is checked from the transmigrating to another body. And thus, he becomes a ghost. He becomes a ghost. And devotees, ghost means soul without body. And it's very much suffering. It's so much suffering. So even to get a body and come into the womb of the mother is also suffering, but not as compared to the ghost body. Ghost means no body, going here and there, suffering so much. It's mentioned that ghost has to stay in that body for 60,000 years. It's mentioned that one who commits suicide, he also becomes a ghost. One who commits suicide, he becomes a ghost and stays in the ghostly body for 60,000 years. It's mentioned in the Shastra. So the purpose of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. And this Vedic culture is the only culture which can help us. And see here the greatness of Krishna, greatness of Krishna, the role of his own devotee, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave the opportunity to the whole world when he predicted what Lord Chaitanya said. Prithi vite acho yatra nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoiva murunam. In all the town and villages of the world, my name will be preached. He didn't say only India. Because we all belong to Krishna. Doesn't matter whether you are in California, or whether you are in somewhere else, in America, or North America, or in Canada, we all belong to one Krishna. Nobody said, I am God. Lord Christ never said, I am God. Prophet Muhammad never said, I am God. Our Sikh community, they did a lot of work for, to save the Hindus from Muslims. Their gurus never said that we are God. Even Sikh first guru, Guru Nanak Dev, what he said, Ik Krishna Sarvadeva Deva Deva Tatma Atma Vasudeva Se Jo Koi Jane So Bhyo Nanak Tako Das Hai Soi Niranjan Deo. Meaning, Krishna is the God of all gods, is the supreme personality of Godhead. Anyone who understands, I am his servant, Sikh guru is saying. First and last guru also said that I am devotee of Krishna. If anybody says that we are God, then he will go to hell. Last guru, his name was Guru Gobind Singh Sahib. He said, Jo mohe parmeshwar utra hai va narka kundama jaye hai. Hum to param purkh ka dasa aaya dekhan jag tamasa. Meaning, anyone who will call me I am God, parmeshwar means the supreme personality, he will go to hell in the narka kunda. I am a servant of the Supreme Lord, and I have come here to see what's going on here in this material world. So, point is only Krishna is God. And it needs to be preached. People are suffering. Lack of this understanding. People are going to hell. In the Western world, so many ghosts and spirits and hobgoblins, so many problems. So many people are possessed by the ghosts. Because so many people are dying and becoming ghosts. Very, very precarious situation. So, to save ourselves from becoming a ghost, these oblations, you know, are recommended in the Shastra. To save a diseased person from ghostly life, the funeral ceremony or Shraddha ceremony as prescribed in authorized Shastra must be performed. Prabhupada saying must be performed. You know one thing, our Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Gaya. Gaya is the place where oblation is given to the forefathers. Lord went there. And he gave oblation to his forefathers. Why he went there? To teach us. We must follow these rules and regulations. Actually, rules and regulations means a human being must follow certain rules and regulations. If a human being is not following certain rules and regulations, then he cannot claim that he is a human being. He is animal. Ahar nidra bhai metu nachya samanya vetat pashuve naranam dharmo hitesha adiko vishesha dharme nahina pashuve samanam. Meaning, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, these four things same between man and animal. Prabhupada explained very elaborately this point. Then what is the difference? The difference is dharma. Dharma means the laws of God. Dharmo gitesha adiko vishesha. A human being can follow the laws of God. Dharmena hina pashuvesmanam. One who is not following the laws of God is just like animal. Animal cannot follow any rules and regulations. He can pass stool and urine anywhere. He will start mating anywhere. He's an animal. Nobody will say he's an animal, you know. So we are becoming like animals. But only difference between us and animal is we are two legs animal. An animal has four legs. So rules and regulations are for human beings, not for animals. So Prabhupada has appeared to save us from degradation, from this animalistic way of life. Prabhupada has appeared. And he is sent by the Supreme Lord. It's not suddenly he appeared. Who can do like this, what he did? He came to this country when he was 70 years old, when he landed 50 years back. 50 years are going to be celebrated. And how much wealth he brought from India? Maybe about $7 million to preach, you know. Only $7, not millions. Old person, 70 years old, no friends, no money. But Krishna was with him. Radharani's mercy was upon him. Lord Chaitanya was with him. His Guru's mercy was with him. Parampara was with him. He made impossible possible. Otherwise, it's not possible. Kali kalera dharma nama sankirtana. Krishna Shakti Vinatara Nahi Parvartana. The religion for this age of Kali is the chanting the holy name. But unless one is blessed by Krishna, Krishna has given him the Shakti, he cannot preach the glories of the holy name. He will create some disturbance in the society. Krishna Shakti Vinatara Nahi Parvartana. So, Shraddha ceremony, you know, Lord Chaitanya performed for his ancestors. And Advaita Acharya, who is incarnation of Mahavishnu. And he offered the pinda, he said, you know, Shraddha. When he performed, he invited to whom? Srila Haridas Thakur. Srila Haridas Thakur happened to be born in a Muslim family. But who can be like him? Srila Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur questioned Advaita Acharya, then my dear Acharya, you invited me. I am Muslim, I am very fallen. I said, to feed you means I am feeding 1 crore Vaishnavas. 1 crore Vaishnavas. You are equal to the 1 crore. Means 10 million Vaishnavas. He is a pure devotee. He is Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. Lord Chaitanya has broke all the dirty barriers which were created by nonsense people in India. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. He broke all the barriers. Only the need is that we follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very seriously and sincerely. Spread this mission around. Save ourselves and save others. Not to save ourselves only. If we want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya's bari is, what is his bari? Lord Chaitanya once was worried, and Srila Haridas Thakur inquired from Lord Chaitanya. He said, "My Lord, why you are worried?" Then Lord Chaitanya said, "Haridas, how the Yavanas are going to be delivered? Yavanas means Muslims. How they are going to deliver? Why, my Lord? The way they slaughtered the animal, they tortured the animal, cut the throat slowly, slowly. And the poor animal suffers so much, you know. Lord is worried for them also. Yavana also belongs to Krishna. Malechas also belongs to Krishna. Whole world belongs to Krishna." So then Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, by your mercy they will be delivered." "How, Haridas?" "My Lord, when they don't like something, when something is condemned, they say haram. Haram means condemned in their language. So my Lord, agyat sukriti, unknowingly they are chanting your name, you are Ram, you are Krishna, you are Chaitanya." So Lord was very pleased. Then in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is mentioned, everybody please repeat, "Jaya Jaya Jaya Harida, Jaya Jaya. Na mera mahima je karila prakash, na mera mahima je karila." Why Haridas Thakur said this? Because he knew the glories of the holy name. Is the Namacharya made by Krishna himself. Made by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew the glories of the holy name. Holy name of Krishna is so powerful. Nobody can imagine the power of holy name. Nobody can imagine. But why we don't understand? Because I am lost in this material world. I am lost in sense gratification. I am lost in love and pratishtha. I am lost for name and fame. No, this is not good. You know, one of our great acharya, Thakur Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj, what he said? He wrote one book, Mana Shiksha. He said, "My dear mind, you have given up sense gratification. But have you given up love and pratishtha? Love and pratishtha, I think everybody understand. False prestige. What is the other word you can translate in English? Greed. Love, greed, yes. Love, greed and false prestige. It's very, very difficult to give up. It is said by a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, Shri Raghunath Das Goswami is so humble personality. All the Vaishnavas. Prabhupada has given us so many great Vaishnavas. Why he has given us great Vaishnavas? Because he was great also. Only great can give the great Vaishnavas. One who is not great, he cannot. He will pull the legs of great Vaishnavas. But nobody can pull the legs of great Vaishnavas. They get pulled by Maya. Maya is very, very powerful. Devi Isha Gunamai Mam Maya Dorataya Mam Eva Ye Prapadante Maya Metam Tarantite. Lord is saying, "My Maya is very difficult to overcome, but one who comes to my shelter, he can overcome my Maya." Devotees, before we come to the shelter of Krishna, the recommendation of Krishna is Tatpidi Pranipatena Pariprasnena Sevaya Upadakshanti Te Jnanam Jnanina Tatpidarshana. Go to the shelter of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. Lord is not saying, "Come direct to me." And if I am not respectful to the pure devotees, then I should forget that I can come close to Krishna. Not in this lifetime, but millions of lives to come. As it is said by Mahabhagavad Vaishnava Rotam Thakur, "Ei var karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai, patita pavan tuma bina keho nahi." Gangara parish hoile paschate pavan, darshane pavitra karo ei to margun. Then he's saying, "Hari sthane aparade tare hari naam, tuma sthane aparade nahi paritran." If somebody commits offense at the lotus feet of Hari Krishna, then by chanting the name of Krishna, his offense is neutralized. But if one is offensive at the lotus feet of pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, Nati paritran, he won't be delivered. Nahi ka paritran. Krishna will won't forgive. We should know the story of Amrish Maharaj. Lord Vishnu refused. I can't forgive you. You have to go to him to whom you have offended. He was a big yogi when he went to Vaikuntha. But he had to come and fell flat before Amrish Maharaj, who was a king, but a Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. So if we are offensive at the feet of the devotees, like Srila Prabhupada, who's talking this? Please, no talking inside. Huh? Construction. Tell them be quiet a little bit, you know, then they start the construction. So, devotees, we have to be very careful not to offend Srila Prabhupada. He is a great Vaishnava, and without his mercy, one cannot go to Krishna. We need his mercy. We need his mercy. Without his mercy. There is one very famous saying in Hindi. Guru Govinda dono khade, kaake lago paaye, balihari Gurudev ki jo Govinda diyo milaye. Meaning, in front of me, my Gurudev and Krishna, both are standing. So, to whose feet I should touch first? Who can answer this? Gurudev. Why? Because he is the one who brought me close to Govinda. Without his mercy, I can't come close to Krishna. It's not possible. And if I become, you know, Prabhupada tells the story, Puna Musika Bhava, become the mouse again. Very famous. Many times Prabhupada has told these stories. Everybody knows this story. That one mouse came running to a saint. My dear saint, what is the problem? This cat is chasing after me. What do you want? If you make me cat, then I will be okay. So be it. That mouse became cat. Now one day cat came running. My dear saint, what is the problem now? A dog is chasing after me, he will eat me. Then what do you want? Make me dog. So be it. Now mouse has become dog now. One day dog came running. Now what is the problem? Tiger is chasing after me. What do you want now? Please make me tiger. So be it. Now mouse has become tiger. Is sitting in front of the saint's hut, showing his teeth. He said, what is this? I think, my dear saint, you look a good food for me, I will eat you. Okay. Puna musika bhava, become mouse again. Then again, tiger became a mouse. We should not forget this story. We have to be very, very careful in dealing with Srila Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is a Vaishnava, a very high order, who fulfilled the prophecy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not something very, very cheap or ordinary. No. It's very special. So further, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, Ravana was killed by Lord Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. Ravana was killed by Ramchandra and was destined for hellish life. But by Lord Ramchandra's advice, Bhavishan, Ravana's brother, performed all the duties prescribed in relation to the dead. Thus Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana even after Ravana's death. This is the mercy of Lord. See the mercy of Lord! Though Ravana was so offensive, he kidnapped Mother Sita. Eh? He did so many atrocities to the devotees. But still Lord, when now he's dead, Lord is ordering, Bhavishana, you perform, you know, the last oblation to the forefathers, to your brother. Prabhupada is mentioning the mercy of Lord Rama. The Lord, thus Lord Ramchandra was kind to Ravana, even after Ravana's death. So Lord is very, very kind. He is very, very merciful. But I also have to become kind to myself. If I won't behave myself, you know, then Lord cannot do anything. As I told you earlier, the story that Lord wanted Duryodhana to rule the kingdom, but Duryodhana was so heinous, so low class, that he was not behaving himself. Then he was doomed, finished, and he was thinking he has so many boons from even his mother. You know once what happened? His mother, she was so chaste lady, Gandhari. Gandhari was very, her name comes in the chaste ladies. So now the battle has started. Though she was blessing Pandavas also, but at the same time she was also kind to her own son Duryodhan, who was a nonsense. So she has, when she came to know that her would-be husband is going to blind Dhritarashtra, so she covered her eyes that I have no right to see this world. For the rest of her life, she has covered her eyes. She gave birth to 100 children. Eldest was the Duryodhan, second one was the Dushasana. Now, she was very powerful, very chaste, you know, lady. Then what happened? She decided to make her son, what you call, strong like a thunderbolt. Nobody will be able to kill him. So she took off that covering from the eyes and told her son, come tomorrow naked, don't put any clothing. Just come to me. I will look at you and you will become like a, what you call, thunder, very strong. Nobody will be able to kill you. So then he was going naked. Krishna came. Duryodhana, what is this? Where are you going? So I'm going to my mother. She called me. You are not ashamed? You will go like this before your mother? Because Krishna was not for Duryodhana. See, you can put at least, you know, the banana leaves in front to cover your private part. So he agreed. So when he went, he said, mother, I am here. So she took off her look. She was so powerful, made whole body like a, what you call, stone. Very. He said, what is this? Why you cover? He said, I was told by Krishna to do this. She was very upset with Krishna also, you know. But anyway, point is, one who is protected by Krishna, nobody can kill him. And to whom Krishna likes to be killed, nobody can protect him. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. We all need the protection of Krishna, and Prabhupada has given us that path. Let us accept this path very seriously and sincerely. Become serious student of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada came in the dream of one devotee, all of you may be knowing, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu. Bhakti Siddhanta Das, he is living in Vrindavan for many years. Prabhupada told him to stay there, and he's there. And he is, you know, following Prabhupada. And one day we were talking about Prabhupada's dream, about, I think, a couple of years back in Vrindavan. He said, Maharaj, I want to share my dream with you. I said, yes, what is the dream? So Prabhupada came in my dream. He said, be serious. 2 times he said. And whenever I met him, he always joking, giggling. So Prabhupada told him, serious, we should all become serious. Through Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada is telling all of us, because this human life is nothing to play with. It's a very serious situation. If we will deviate little bit, then Maharaja Bharat, oh, he renounced the kingdom of the whole world, beautiful wife, palatial living, but he became attached to a deer. Next body was a deer, and he became very sorry. Now what can be done? He has to pass the time in deer's body. He was very sorry, but what a blunder I have committed. I renounced everything and I became attached to a deer. So it's a very risky situation. Srila Sukadev Maharaj is mentioning about Maharaja Bharat became a deer, so that we understand, if we are not serious, it's a very risky situation. Devotees, all of you are serious, all of you are good. Please become more serious, more good, so that we can all perfect the mission of this human form of life and return back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question anybody has? Yes. No, you. Oh, Mike. All of you agree what I said? No? Yes or no?
Like off.
So then why you didn't clap if you agree with me? Huh?
Yeah, you know.
Manu Bhatt, where are you going? Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Then come close. Yes, what's your question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So you were explaining that anyone who commits suicide, it will get a ghost body.
Yes.
Many years. So what happens if someone commits suicide in Vrindavan? Because it says that anyone who dies in Vrindavan go to the spiritual world. So if someone commits suicide in Vrindavan, doesn't get a ghost body?
He will become ghost in Vrindavan. You know what Prabhupada said? In Vrindavan, dogs and hogs and monkeys, they're all fallen saints in Vrindavan. They have become hogs and dogs and monkeys in Vrindavan. If you commit suicide in Vrindavan, you will become a ghost in Vrindavan. Laws of nature are very stringent. Who has committed suicide in Vrindavan?
No, yes.
You are not thinking like that, huh?
No.
Thank you. Yes.
Can someone unwillingly make an offense by their mind? You know, like their mind says something offensive about a devotee or a Prabhupada or something. Is that an offense or?
Yeah, when he realizes that I have committed an offense, then he should apologize in mind that I apologize you. I have committed offense. You know, even in the mind you can apologize the person to whom you have offended, even in the mind.
Okay, thank you.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Maharaj, when we offer food to Krishna, when we offer food to Krishna, we offer first to the picture of the Guru and the Guru, all the parampara.
Yeah.
But if the Guru is present, so do we do the same to the picture, or we just take the food straight to the Guru?
But if Guru is not there, you can offer the picture.
But the
Guru minds, one has a Guru, but a Guru is in somewhere else, you know. Then you offer to his picture.
But when the Guru is physically present, when the Guru is physically present, so do you also offer?
Then if you offer him physically present, then he will eat everything. He may not offer to the predecessor acharyas. Then what will happen? Actually, this is the system. This system that you offer to the Guru, then he offers to his Guru, his Guru, his Guru, his Guru. It goes to Krishna. It's not a big deal why you're worried. Any other question anybody has, please? No question. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah, you have a question?